The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Do I make the joke again? Do I not? Should I do it again? My mom doesn't want me to. But mother, I didn't see mother against son here, but I'm gonna add that. We gotta check that off. We're checking that off right now. Okay, I won't make that joke. You guys know what it is. Oh, Jesus, it's good. Yeah, what is Jesus saying, right? At the heart of it, the unavoidable truth that Jesus is offering here is that he comes first. He comes first, no matter what the consequences. Yeah, we can deal with a lot of things if we're ready for it, and we can make good decisions when we have a lot of information. And what Jesus is saying here is that, yeah, you might lose everything by following him. It's yours to do it anyway. And so we can think through all the many things that we have that we will stand to lose, or that we could possibly lose. It's most everything. Our closest relationships are part of that. Because if I follow Jesus, I go one way, and someone close to me doesn't follow Jesus and goes another way, what am I going to do? What are you going to do? It's a question. Right? So, and Jesus, I mean, you know, in the context of this passage, Jesus is preparing people for the coming conflict. There are many reasons why Jesus is put to death. And that's a point of real tension, of course, right? And what happens to his disciples? Yeah, they run away, all but John. So there's not, in the end, right? How much preparation is he doing? How is that sinking in for his guys at the time? And then beyond that, yeah, the crowds that are following him as well, the people who are at the time trusting and following Jesus, learning to trust and follow Jesus. And we see then, right, this his desire to set things straight, his desire to achieve God's rule on the earth, and how desperate that is, and how he wants us, each and every one of us, again, without counting the cost, to follow him in order to make that happen. And nothing can stand in our way as far as that goes, trusting and following Jesus, bringing his loving rule to life, extending his merciful rule to every corner of creation. I think today, in reflection of the feast of Saint Anthony Mary Claret, we see again, thankfully, that the best commentary on sacred scripture is the life of the lives of the saints. They lived it. Yeah, they embodied it. They embodied the merciful love of God, as each and every one of us is called to do. Let me bracket. I know you're probably gonna hate brackets. It's like he's going off track. Okay, bracket. I actually think it's time to start resurrecting the language of Saint Paul, where he calls the faithful saints. And I think we could start calling each other saints, because it gives us an opportunity to grow into, live into that reality, because we're all called to be saints. And St. Paul, when he talks about the faith, when he talks about the congregation, when he talks to the people that are part of his congregation, he calls them saints. So I don't think it's far-fetched for us to do that to each other, to at least think of ourselves as saints, perhaps on the way to becoming saints. We're saints on the way to becoming saints. If we trust and follow Jesus right now, we're saints. We embody his love right now. Then we're saints. We're reflections of divine love. Anyway, St. Anthony Marie Claret preached forcefully against slavery toward the end of the 19th century. And he said about part of his mission was also to regularize marriages, of all things, right? He's doing some tough work. And in his preaching and teaching, he drew the ire of the world. And his life was threatened numerous times. And an attempt was made on his life once. And isn't that the division that we see in the gospel? Even though St. Anthony Marie Claret is bringing God's loving and merciful rule to life, he's opposed with real venom. He's opposed. What does he do? He just perseveres, continues to do what God has called him to do, continues to trust and follow Jesus in his place with the responsibility, the mission that God has given him. And that's ours too, wherever we find ourselves today. It's ours to trust and follow Jesus. It's ours to bring the merciful love of God to life for everyone we encounter. And then I think we'll find ourselves as saints, becoming saints.